Big week, I guess. How's everybody doing? It's good to get back out to practice with our team as we get ready for Cincinnati this week. It's another division game, so it's a big game. You know, it's a game within our division. We've only played one of those thus far against Baltimore. Now we get a chance to play against Cincinnati, which I think is a fine organization, as we all know. So it's a challenge, but I think our guys will get prepared and get ready to play.
Talked about his efforts to keep you in Cincinnati. Could you explain just exactly why you didn't think that was a good idea?
Wow, that was a long time ago. You know, obviously, I think you guys all know I'm very fond of Marvin. Marvin's like one of my best friends in this profession. And the Bengals, from Mike Brown to Katie and Troy and PB and that family, have been very good to me and my family. So. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the organization and what they did for me. But at the same time, to really go back and rehash that, you know, for me doesn't do anything. I will say this, though, you know, that's Marvin's football team. He's been there a long time, and I think it's hard to ever replace a best friend that way and be there waiting behind. I didn't think it was the right thing for me to do. I didn't think it would be right for their team. And I thought that meeting with Dee and Jimmy and Sashi and Paul, I thought it gave me the right opportunity and the right fit for me. So obviously I will always be in debt to the Bengals, but I think I'm where I'm supposed to be right now.
Could you separate the personal emotion, obviously the mutual respect between both organizations, you and Marvin, and that How do you separate your own personal emotions this week?
It's called a football game. We're 0-6. So trust me, I'm trying to win a game. This is not about personal friendships, relationships, or any of that. This is about trying to win a football game. You know, we're trying to be the best we can be. Our guys are working their tails off to get prepared for a big game this week. So this weekend won't be about Marvin and Hugh Jackson. It'll be about our football teams more so than anything.
Terrell didn't practice today. Are you still hopeful that they might be able to play Sunday?
Very. Oh, yeah. I feel, you know, we'll see as we go through the week, but I'm very hopeful that both those guys will be out there playing for us this weekend.
Do you give them right up until, you know, game time decision when you have to decide?
I like for guys to practice a little bit before they play. I just do. It's just one of my policies. So they need to do something before we get ready to play, but we'll give them every opportunity, you know, to get out there. If they can, great. If they can't, we understand that too.
How much work had Tracy Howard got at safety before he had to play Sunday?
He had practice back there quite a bit. You know, he's kind of jack of all trades. He kind of does it all for us. So it was good to have him go back there and play, and he'll get a chance to play back there this week.
Hugh, I know nobody uses injuries as an excuse, but if you were healthier as a team, would you have won a game by now?
It's hard to say if we would have. I wish we were healthy to know that. I'm not going to say we would have or we should have, you know, because we are where we are, you know, at the end of the day. But I wish we were more healthier than what we are right now. But, again, that's part of the National Football League, and you just find a way to keep going at it. He's done a great job. He really has. He's caught the ball extremely well. He's a threat to make plays, you know. So he's one of our primary punt returners, yes. But obviously we have some other guys that can do it too. He has so much value to our offensive football team as well. So I'm always going to be cautious a little bit. But he wants to be back there. You know, he's chomping at the bit all the time, coach, I want to do it. So he wants to help our team, and he has a skill set that allows him to do it. So we'll have him back there. But there's others that we can also stick back there as well.
In what ways does your great familiarity with this team, the Bengals,
Well, I know the players. I know, just like they know me, you know, I'm sure the same question is going to be asked of their players and their organization. So, it won't be about that. You know, as I said, I mean, that those guys are a group of men that have won a lot of games together, and they know how to play and have good coaches. It's a great organization led by the Brown family. So what I know is what I know. And just like what they know is what they know. It's going to really come down to our players playing, you know, starting this game at 1 o'clock, and the players will decide it.
You, can injuries force you to find out about some guys, some backups,
oh, yes,
that you wouldn't probably have known about unless they were forced to play?
Absolutely. You know, and I don't think, you know, that we were going to play a lot of young guys anyway. But there are some guys that are playing maybe a little sooner than what we thought they would. But, you know, again, it's just, that's part of it. You know, there's some guys that are going to be better a year from now from playing, you know, from getting the experience of playing in a National Football League and playing games and preparing and going through the process of getting ready to play. And so we'll be a little bit more experienced a year from now for that. But at the same time, you don't wish that to happen, but it does happen.
Anything else?
Hugh, can you say whether Vontaze Burfict is one of those guys who toes the line of illegal versus legal play?
Yes, I can. Vontaze Burfict is one of the best football players I've ever been around. I mean, he plays the game the way you want a guy to play it. I know sometimes people think he gets on the other side of the line. He's very competitive. You know, whatever he's done, he's been disciplined for it, you know. So that's going to be what it is. But this guy is a tremendous football player, and he loves the game. And he'll be the first to tell you sometimes his emotions get the best of him, you know. But he is he's a good player, you know. And, again, I'm not there to talk about all the other things that are going, but my experience with him is a guy loves the game and likes to play.
Do you have to coach you guys any differently when you're playing a guy that emotional so they don't get caught in some kind of back and forth?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't want to, you know, obviously have the repercussions that go with those type of incidents, you know, but you have to get up and get ready to play guys like him too. You know, it's not, you gotta bring your lunch pail because he's going to bring his, so. That's just, you know, it's a full day's work when you're playing against him, you know, and so I think our guys understand that.
You, on Monday, you said something to the effect of that Cody was, you know, one of the better quarterbacks.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to make sure I re-clarify that, okay? What I meant by that, he's one of the better rookie quarterbacks that I've coached. You know, I've had some real good rookies before Joe Flacco. To name one, and I'm sure I've had some others, but he has done an outstanding job. I think he's playing as well as any rookie quarterback that I've had, because I've seen him do things that we didn't even ask other rookies to do on different kind of teams. So he's playing good. I think he's growing every week. You know, he's seen a lot in his young career in the National Football League. So for that experience, he'll be better as he continues to move forward if he'll keep working through his process and working at getting better.
Can you draw comparisons between Cody and Andy?
You know, I don't. I think it's hard to do that. You know, Andy's a pro that's been doing it for a long time, and he knows how to do it, and he's worked his tail off to get to where he is. And I think we all know Andy's one of the better quarterbacks in this league, in my opinion. And, you know, Cody's working to get there. He's got a long way to go to even be on that platform. He's got to do it enough over time before he can ever be considered in a conversation with anybody like that. But what he's doing right now as a young player, you know, for our football team is as good as I've seen. And I know people talk about him nationally because he's doing some good things, but he's got to continue to grow and continue to get better.
Coach, if one of your players had an illegal blindside hit like Antonio Andrews did on Jordan Poyer and then posted it in the way that Andrews did,
I'd be disappointed.
Be like conduct detrimental to the team? Would you do something about that?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment. I just know that I've heard about it, saw it, and that's disappointing to me. I mean, that's one of our players. I mean, I think there's a code among players in the National Football League. I mean, that young man suffered a serious injury, you know, so I don't think that's something to celebrate. You know, I would hope that he reaches out to Jordan and maybe even explain why that it even went that far, you know, because these guys all run into each other. Sometimes they run in same circles. So I hope that's not a, you know, a feeling that he really has. Talking about the player from Tennessee, because I think Jordan took that kind of personally. You know, that's hard to be injured and not playing because maybe somebody took a shot at you that maybe everybody felt was different than what it was. But those things happen.
Have you seen Jordan? Has he been back?
Yes, I have. I gave him a big old hug today. Big hug. Glad to see him. Glad he's back. Looks like himself. Looks good.
What does Kessler have to do to affect your draft plans next year?
Boy, that's a good question, Tony. I don't know that anybody will affect the draft plans. You know, I don't think we'll talk about those until the season's over. You know, I think we're going to always do everything we can to better our football team as we move forward. And I think that's the direction, obviously, of Sashi and Paul and Andrew, myself. We're going to do everything we can to get better everywhere. You know, I just think that's how we look at it. We want to have a good team, you know, as we continue to move forward. We're not where we want to be. I think everybody knows that. But I'm not falling off this ledge about it or anything. We're going to keep working and keep getting better. And we're in a process. And I'm not going to use that word. Everybody say I can't use process anymore, right? Okay, that way. So I'm going to quit using it. Okay, so we're in a stage. Okay, stage one, you know, so we're going to keep going. But I don't know that anybody on our team can do anything to affect where we go, you know, as we move forward. I think we'll continue to get better everywhere if we can, you know, because I think that's how you build a really good team as you move forward.
And again, Hugh, not that you would have wanted Robert and Josh to get hurt, but given what happened, is it better for Cody and better for the team long term that you are getting this look at Cody?
Oh,
right now,
no question.
That it actually can be a good thing.
Yes, and no doubt. I mean, you find out what you have, you know, is really what you're saying. You know, by those other guys, you know, nobody wanted to see any of those guys hurt. We like to see what we have in them as well. But at the same time, you know, there was another young player, Cody Kessler, who's played, and we've got a really good look at him, and we'll continue to get a look at him as we move forward and know what he is. And what he is so far looks pretty good. You know, he's doing well. And I kind of anticipated some of that, but at the same time, you don't know until you play. So, but again, he's got to do it. I'll keep saying it over time. You know, he's done some good things, but he's got to keep stacking good games and practices and games on top of each other. And it's not going to always go right neither. I think we all know that. That's the National Football League. But if he can stay consistent and consistently grow through all of this, then he'll get better.